love this feeling of power. I am invincible!
Today, we're really going to make some waves. And our teams have just 10 hours to engineer miracles out of all this junk.
The challenge this week is to build the ultimate weapon of war on the high seas, a torpedo.
Unlike the real thing, there'll be no explosives involved, but there will be giant egos to be deflated. Battle will take place in a swimming pool. Each team will fire their torpedoes from boats at opposite ends of the pool. They'll have to steer them through an obstacle course and hit the underwater target attached to the opposing team's boat.
The victors will float to fame in the Junkyard Wars finals.
All the way from NASA are the Rocket Men. They'll be boldly going where no spaceman has gone before, underneath the waves.
We help put people in space.
The Rocket Men are going to sweep the series.
Failure's not an option.
Junkyard Wars, Houston won't have any trouble with this mission.
We are the Rocket Men.
In round one, they built a jet boat and roared through the rapids to a whitewater victory.
Yes!
In charge of getting the Rocket Men under the waves is mini-sub builder Joe Curran. Joe's subs don't usually carry torpedoes, but that won't stop him from building one.
Taking aim at the Rocket Men are the Law Dogs, cool cops from Modesto, California. They won't be taking any prisoners.
We've been trained to work on the street as a team.
We go out, me and my canine Toro here, we go out and catch bad guys.
We can work well under pressure.
One thing is certain here is we're going to win.
In round one, they did battle with the bikers in a death-defying monster truck duel. Helping the Law Dogs get wet is Junkyard Wars veteran Greg Bryant. In his last challenge, Greg disappeared beneath the waves in a quest for sunken treasure. His job this time is to make sure the Law Dogs don't get sunk. Time for the teams to face their challenge.
Rocket Men!
Yeah!
Law Dogs!
Yeah!
Teams, welcome back!
Yeah!
Today's challenge is going to take you through some unfriendly waters. To navigate them, you're going to need speed, stealth, and nerves of steel. Build me the ultimate junkyard torpedo.
Okay, teams, you've done this all before, and the important rule doesn't change, which is that you get just 10 hours to build your machines. The time starts when the junkyard gonger gongs. Are you ready?
So it's off to their separate build bays for some planning and plotting.
Okay, Joe, so we've got to build a torpedo, and we've got to hit a target. What do we do?
You want a pressure hull with batteries, elevators, and rudders, and you want a main thruster in the back. You put your steering
propulsion
in the front.
In the back and steering in the front.
Right.
The Rocket Men's torpedo is all electric. They'll need car batteries, which they'll place in a watertight tube and connect to a large electric motor to propel the torpedo through the water. Two small electric fans will provide steering, and they'll also need some sort of remote control to guide the torpedo to the target.
We'll need a pressure hull.
Preferably large diameter to fit batteries into.
Big piece of PVC pipe.
Exactly.
Two smaller DC motors and a big DC motor, and those are big ticket items if we don't find the motors.
We're also going to need some way of controlling this.
Switches.
A radio-controlled airplane with servos.
I think we know what we need.
The Law Dogs have other ideas.
Okay, expert,
what I've got in mind is a little bit different. Actually, it's going more along the lines of a modern torpedo. Modern torpedoes have eliminated propellers. There's a lot of advantages for doing that. The propeller has a tendency to twist the torpedo. We don't want to do that. We just want it to go straight through the water.
The Law Dogs plan to use a tank of compressed gas to power a nifty pump producing a jet of high-pressure water. They'll steer their torpedo from their boat. Hydraulic pistons connected via long hoses will direct the water jet and fins.
If we're going to have a thrust jet torpedo, we got to have a pump. The ideal pump for this would be a trash pump, a sewage pump. I don't want a rudder on this because the rudder would have to be in a real high-velocity stream. So I'd like to actually take the nozzle and move it back and forth.
Okay. Like a jet boat.
Exactly like a jet boat. The other things that we need is hose. We need hose. Long hose. Or good lengths of hose that we can splice together and make long hose.
Okay. Guys, ready?
Ready. Ready.
All right. Let's go.
All right, let's get it.
Come on, guys.
Okay, man, let's go get it. Let's go get this.
Personally, I think they're in over their heads.
They're in hot water with this one.
I guess you could say it's...
Sink or swim!
We're starting, right?
The police investigation concerns pipes, hoses, and a fancy pump for their gas-powered torpedo, while the Rocket Men's mission is to gather all the batteries, motors, fans, and wires they need to go electric.
Will the Law Dogs be able to turn all this hot air into compressed air? And will the Rocket Men find enough batteries to power them to victory? Stick around.
Our teams are scavenging through this sea of scrap for all the sundry gubbins they're going to need to build themselves two totally terrifying torpedoes. The Law Dogs are planning to build a gas-powered water jet torpedo, while the Rocket Men will be going electric. Policeman Mike has already made an arrest.
Falcon, ask me this.
Yes, go ahead, Falcon.
I got me some old welding regulators and...
Put your hosey, see if that works.
Yes!
A-Firm, Chicken Hawk says bring him in, bring him in. He says any fittings you can find, including the kitchen sink.
Holy moly, look at this stuff!
The Law are copping all the pipes and hoses they can lay their hands on. The electric Rocket Men need to track down miles of wire, some beefy batteries, and tons of tubes.
Hey guys, I found the perfect propeller!
Looks like Tom's head is still in the clouds. Size.
That'll fit our torpedo perfectly.
Get the hell out of here.
No? Don't think so?
Okay,
no,
just
no,
checking.
No. Howdy!
Hello, Rocket Men. Welcome back.
We're glad to be here.
Excellent. Have we hatched some kind of a cunning plan over here?
Oh, our expert Joe has come up with, I think, an excellent scheme. We're going to build, instead of a classic torpedo, we're going to build almost an underwater submarine.
Excellent.
The Rocket Men's electric torpedo will consist of a plastic tube filled with batteries powering an electric motor. They plan to control the torpedo from their boat. One small radiator fan mounted vertically will move the torpedo from left to right, and a horizontal one will control its depth. But if they get their wires crossed, it could spin out of control.
Because what it is, basically, it's about speed.
It's about speed, but it's also maneuverability and controllability.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could be very fast, but if you can't control it, you're not going to hit the target, especially since the teams can move back and forth.
Exactly. It's all very cunning.
The police are on the beat for hoses and a powerful pump.
Oh, we got a good fitting on here. It's kind of a nasty hose, but...
Get about 40 miles of this yellow hose.
That's good hose. Just shy of 200 feet, 195 feet. This is a good find. This is a good find.
I see hoses. I see lots of junk lying around. So why don't you explain the design, what you guys are actually going for.
Okay.
Try and do it with clean hands, would you?
Well, actually, I don't need a pen now. I can just do it with this. What we'd like to do is build a torpedo that uses a water jet thrust. Modern torpedoes no longer use propellers. Problem with propellers is they can only go a certain speed. Once they get up to that speed,
Robin, I think I've got a pump.
What's your 1020?
I think I got a pump. Those are magic words.
Let us know what it looks like. Chicken Hawk is impressed. Does it look nasty?
Yeah, it's really nasty.
And
something like that?
You guys are gods! You guys are gods!
I think looks Greg's like, happy.
I think so.
Oh, I don't even want to touch it.
The Law Dog's crafty pump will be powered by a cylinder of compressed gas. The pump sucks water in one end and pushes pulses of high-pressure water out of the other. By forcing water through a narrow nozzle, they'll produce a powerful jet that'll thrust the torpedo towards its target under the enemy's boat.
What do they normally pump through here?
chicken manure, any kind of suspended solids. I really like this.
Are you happy?
This is good.
Good.
So, the battle of the teams who all have names with only one syllable in. What does this mean?
I think it's because when they need a part, it's like, Mike, Bob, Joe, Frank. They kind of go, Mafalfa Mafal.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be really quick. What's happening over with the rocket, man?
Good plan, I'd say. That see-through thing is the body of their torpedo, that tube. As many car batteries as they can wedge inside it.
Okay.
Propeller on the back to make it go forward. And then two other motors, which will guide it left and right and up and down.
How are they going to guide it, though?
With lots of remote control gizmos.
Oh, we just happen to have a whole bunch of those in the back.
Well, it's interesting you say that because they haven't found any yet. But they're on it, and the scavengers are scavenging up a store.
The one thing you will notice over on the Law Dog side is no motors. So they're going to use some kind of a gas, maybe nitrogen, CO2, something like that, to help push the water along.
Really?
Yeah, these guys are super organized.
Well, you can see I mean, look at that.
I know, they've got everything set up. So when they put their minds to a task, they absolutely attack it voraciously. And they're doing that right now.
What's all that for?
I have no idea.
You have 5 minutes left, Tom. 5 minutes left to find the remote control devices.
No remote control, but the rocket men have found a useful frame.
Good find, guys.
To keep their torpedo watertight, every measurement needs to be exact. It should be no problem for the men from NASA.
Okay, at its widest,
it's
a foot.
Hey, what's inches of centimeters? 2 point?
I don't know.
NASA has a sad history of confusing inches and centimeters. Remember the ill-fated Mars probe?
Grams. That's 0.7 kilograms?
Yeah.
1,000 grams in a kilogram, obviously, so...
Boy, you really are a NASA engineer. All right, 2.205.
Now they have to check out their steering fans.
Doing this as safely as I can so as not to kill myself.
Sweet.
Worst case, we've got a boat, or at least we've got one motor.
8 hours. This is your 8 hour time check.
Already? It was just 9 a few minutes ago, wasn't it?
We'll plug that directly into this. We got this hose that runs to our regulator. We got it. We're moments away from smoke testing this thing. Let's drop it in the
water. Law dogs are ready to test their sewage pump. Thankfully, they're using fresh water.
Okay, let me.
Holy!
How's that, huh?
Pump some water.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a pump.
We got a pump.
We have propulsion.
This team is definitely going places.
I don't know about you guys, but this really doesn't look much like a torpedo.
Dave, you have no vision. You have to believe.
I guess I would have had to build one before to know what it looks like.
As long as it seeks and destroys, that's all I care
about.
That's right.
That's what we want.
World War I was the first time the deadly power of the torpedo was unleashed. By the Second World War, German U-boats ruled the waves, and Allied shipping paid a heavy price as hundreds of ships went down. Today, torpedoes are like miniature subs that can be steered remotely and can even search out and destroy other submarines. Our junkyard judge knows a thing or two about today's challenge. United States Navy Rear Admiral Gus Gustafson used to command a dozen nuclear submarines and has fired over 700 torpedoes in his time.
How important is a torpedo to a submarine commander?
Well, it's exactly what they are there for, is to take out the enemy. I mean, you're talking about something that about $800,000 a copy can shoot out as far as you can see, probably 9-10 miles, and can be steered and has its own acoustics. It searches out its own target once it gets out there. So they're great torpedoes.
I imagine you've never had any kind of chance to have to cobble anything together
That's not the case. On one of my trips up on the Arctic under the ice, my evaporator, which is your water making machine, broke. Pump broke, and we didn't carry another pump, so we basically had to find a pump that had about the right pressure, and we strapped it down and into the deck of the engine room, and then rigged fire hoses and other electrical wires, and so that it would actually pump the thing properly. It worked that way for 3 weeks.
You had your very own junkyard wars going on,
and didn't know it at the time. That's right.
Today we've got two entirely different torpedoes being built right now. So let's take a look at the Law Dog's design. What do you think of it?
Well, think it's a good design, Tyler. I think, you know, they've got a very, very simple design. They're using compressed gas to propel the pump, which is going to make the torpedo move. On the negative side, they're going to use a hose stringing out behind the torpedo. You're going to have more weight, and you're going to change the dynamics of the torpedo, and they have to be very, very careful of that as they go along.
What about our rocketeers over here, the rocket men?
The rocket men from NASA have gone to an electric torpedo, which is a totally different approach. Negative is they're going to have heavy batteries in the thing, which they'll have to overcome with buoyancy. The positives are these old radiator fans that they've come up with can go both directions. So it's much more simple to move back and forth and up and down than the air systems in the law dock. So I think from that standpoint, that's a good plan.
I know it's early,
yeah.
But tell me.
Yeah.
Which design do you like the best? Where do you put your money?
I put my money with the law dogs right now. I like the simplicity of it. And particularly when you're dealing with junkyard type materials, that's important.
The Rocketmen's hours of scrounging are bringing them closer to liftoff.
You, sir, are a genius.
They found a powerful electric fishing boat motor ideal for propelling their torpedo through the water.
It's torquing. Man, is it torquing.
And a substantial tube for the body of their torpedo.
That's exactly what we need.
But they still haven't built anything.
Hey, guys.
Look what we found.
How about that?
Oh, you're kidding me.
You guys have it. You found remote control. And it's got the left, right, the up and down. Perfect.
And the problem is we've got an up and down motor and a left and right motor and the drive.
Right.
And that right now only looks like it might have two channels.
This is a two channel. So we will not be able to turn off the motor.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that if we use that, the engine is on and the engine is staying on.
6 hours, teams. You have 6 hours to complete your torpedoes.
The law dogs need to work out how quickly their pump can, well, pump.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Go. Off. Good. Excellent. Good.
7.47 seconds.
Okay, let's see what that... Oh, shoot. My calculator.
Now that Greg's measured the flow rate, he can work out the optimum size of the water jet nozzle that will give them maximum thrust. The law dogs plan to funnel the water from the pump through a narrow nozzle, concentrating the power of the jet. As with a garden hose, the narrower the nozzle, the faster the velocity of the water jet and the more force generated. But too narrow, and there's no power at all. Greg must get his calculations right, as they'll only have a couple of minutes of gas in their tank.
The thrust you get out of one of these nozzles, thrust is equal to the density of the material times the velocity squared times the area.
Science, should be with the rocket scientist.
It is. This is them. This okay, is them.
You're an expert.
So the magic number we're going for, is this... No, there's not... I'm looking for a number that actually is a measurement.
You came in 10 minutes too early.
Oh!
There's been a few changes over on the Rocket Man side.
Ah,
as you can see... The tube is no longer see-through. It's a little bit bigger, and it's got a thicker...
It's heavy.
It's heavy. It's got a thicker core, so it's going to be a little bit better for sealing when they actually do have to put some holes inside.
Right.
It.
In terms of rocket science brains, there's quite a lot going on over here at the law dogs.
Yeah, I know.
They're doing a great job.
They're so far. I mean, they're so far in the lead, because you look over here in the rocket men's camp, and really it is just a tube.
Like this.
A ladder. And a lot of bits of wire.
I know. Because it doesn't look like we actually have Cat 5 here.
What is it? Cat something else?
The rocket men have abandoned radio control to steer their torpedo. They'll have to use a long cable. Unfortunately, they can't use any old wire.
This is Cat 5. That is not.
This looks like it's got 5 wires in it.
I thought I saw.
Maybe 6?
It's crisis point at mission control.
That's not long enough, though.
That's nowhere near long enough.
Okay. Ours sucks unless we get something that works at all, you know, so.
Hit it hard and it's easy.
Next door, the law dogs are into criminal damage. They need this hinged pipe for their steering device.
Come on, okay. Let's see if we can adapt that. The nozzle's going to actually sit in the middle of this.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
So this is just a housing.
Gotcha.
Because it's already built.
Expert Greg has finally determined the size of the jet nozzle that will maximize the power of their pump. Mike now has to knock one together using bits of junkyard plumbing.
No, you gotta love that.
Okay.
That's what you gotta love.
Okay.
as good as any jet ski.
I hear there's been a bit of a change of plan over here. We ditched our radio controls.
Right. We're going to fly by wire. Run the switches and right. Run a wire behind it.
The rocket men plan to steer their torpedo by flicking switches on a control panel connected via a long cable to the car radiator fans. If they operate the horizontally mounted fan, they'll be able to move the torpedo up and down. They'll power the vertically mounted fan to move left or right. But if it all gets wet, the rocket men's torpedo could fizzle out long before reaching the target.
In terms of time, we're over the halfway mark.
We're over the halfway mark, and we've got a long way to go, but the majority of the components we need are here. There's still a few things we're missing that we've got to go find.
In space, I don't suppose you get to deal with water particularly much.
Not often, but NASA's actually now working on a submarine of its own because of Europa. If you heard about that moon of Jupiter, looks like actually might have a water ocean.
There's more to that. Oh, really?
And it's underneath a big, thick layer of ice, but what we're going to try and figure out how to do is send a space probe to Europa, and it has to drill through the ice and then drop a little submarine in.
Oh, well, you might have a head start.
This will give us a head start on the whole program.
I'm sure this will be the prototype for that exact probe.
I'm sure it will be.
The Kenny cops now need guidance. Dave and Greg are building the pistons for their torpedo steering system.
Now, we get a better seal if we grease those up.
How's that?
The Law Dogs will be connected to their torpedo by a long hose filled with water. By pushing on a plunger, they'll force water down the hose, activating a piston on the torpedo. This will move the water jet left or right. Another identical hose will enable them to control depth by moving fins up and down.
That's slick.
That's beyond slick.
Beyond slick?
Beyond slick. I don't even know how you categorize
it. Put the bolt in?
Checking in with the Law Dogs. First, guys, I must get into character because I want to make sure I completely fit in with you here. So, all right, I want you guys to actually show me how this is working, if you can. That'd be great.
Okay, you ready with, you got a full load of water there?
I do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, stand back.
Ready to turn?
Stand by, stand by.
Stand back.
Standing by.
Port.
Look at that.
Over.
Back to port.
That is great. You're not intimidated by the whole... We're rocket scientists. We're NASA guys.
I don't see them on TV flying the shuttle.
Well, they do maintenance on the shuttle.
They probably let them wipe it down. You know, yeah.
Finally, the rocket men are actually building the frame for their torpedo. And in the yard, Jim finds the last part of their nautical jigsaw puzzle.
I got what looks like some relays.
Switches. I'll bring them in and see what y'all need.
Outstanding.
But Judge Rear Admiral Gustafson is worried.
A couple of concerns. One is that they took a long time gathering the parts, the switches and the relays, and they basically, I think, now have everything they need to put it together, and they've started doing the actual construction. The question now is whether or not they can get the construction done in time, number one. And number two, how much those batteries weigh? How are they going to get the thing neutrally buoyant, and how are they going to control it? Law Dogs are using that PVC hose behind them to control the thing, and I'm still concerned that that's going to pull them backwards.
So these two teams, these two torpedo designs we've got here, any chance you might want to change your mind?
Not yet. I think Law Dogs are ahead of power curve. They will have time to test their design and iron out the kinks. I'm more worried that the rocket men are a little bit behind the power curve.
Can you believe it? You only have 2 hours to complete your Titanic torpedoes!
The NASA boys' high standards seem to be slipping.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's a nasty cut. All right.
As long as I don't saw any fingers off, we're in good shape.
Joe and Mike are busy turning the radiator fans into steering thrusters.
Spin.
Are the Law Dogs puffing towards victory, or will they end up just doing the dog paddle?
And will the rocket men be set for takeoff, or will Houston have another problem? Find out after the break. Who's your money on? The ladder or the plank?
Well, when you put it that way, when you look at the two at where they are right now, you cannot but go with the Law Dogs, because the Law Dogs actually have something that resembles a junkyard torpedo.
Well, exactly, but you know how these things pan out.
I like two of them.
Right.
Joe, quite frankly, I got to be honest with you, just between you and me. Are you confident that you can get this done?
It's going to be tight. I'm not going to deny that, but I think we'll do it.
Well, I don't know. I got to tell you.
When you come back in 3 hours and you can ride on
two
it.
Hours,
in 3 hours, you guys are going to be out of time. That's the problem. Okay. You got less than 2 hours at this point, so you guys got to get on it. Light a fire under this thing, okay?
Without some extra buoyancy, the Law Dogs aren't going to let their torpedo out of the station.
Is it heavy?
Now the torpedo gets a full escort to the test tank we've provided just outside their workshop.
70 pounds up here. One, two, three.
All right, up, clear.
Clear.
Not too bad.
It's a thing of beauty.
Okay, we're a little light, that's okay, because we can always correct for that. Let's move the tubes back so we get it in trim, and then we can take weights if we need to, and we can get it so it's perfect. But it's not that far off. We're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
No, come on back about
They need to balance their torpedo so that it lies horizontally in the water.
Stay one.
Tad less than 2 inch and 7/8. There. Look, that's in trim.
Now the torpedo's balanced, it's time to check buoyancy.
Buddy, I'm just lift boy.
Neutral buoyancy is all important for a torpedo. It must neither sink nor float to the surface. Greek philosopher Archimedes was the first to figure buoyancy out while sitting in his bath. His principle states that a body immersed in water is buoyed up by a force equal to the weight of water it displaces. So to be neutrally buoyant, the weight of the torpedo must exactly equal the weight of water it displaces. And to achieve this, the teams will have to add either more weight or more flotation.
2.5 pounds.
2.5 pounds. Okay,
it's back to math class for the police.
4 pounds in a cubic foot of water, 1728 cubic inches in a pound. That's 69.23 cubic inches, which 3, 1 over x, y to the x is a cube, 4 by 4 by 4.
How do you like that?
I think that it is what it is.
Ready, 1, 2, 3, tank. No, I mean as far as buoyancy. Look.
Oh, that's as close to perfect as one
can get.
Look at
that. Look at that sucker go down. Look.
Look at that.
We're just right.
You know,
69.11 cubic inches of foam.
Gus,
yes.
Time is running out.
Time is short. Things, I think, are going swimmingly, so to speak, for the Law Dogs. I think they're very, very close.
They've actually got something that resembles a junkyard torpedo.
It is, in fact, a junkyard torpedo. A nice one, actually.
What about the Rocket Man?
Rocket Man are still grounded. Doesn't even look like it's going to get off the ground yet.
Honestly.
But I think they can make it. I'm confident they can get something together. But the real issue is it's those small stuff, the testing it. They're not going to have time to do that. Mm-hmm. They're going to end up right down to the wire to get the thing done, and then they're going to have to take whatever gets served up.
Any chance you might want to come over to the Rocket Men side and stick with the Law Dogs?
Gonna stick with the Law Dogs. They have a working machine.
The Rocket Men must have been listening because they're finally getting down to it. Tom is measuring up plexiglass caps for the ends of the tube. It's important that they're a perfect fit. Jim is welding a support brace to the fishing boat motor.
That's a great weld.
That'll work.
Next, they have to make a sturdy tray to hold the heavy car battery securely in place. Finally, Captain Mike spools the last of the control cable.
The Law Dogs are ready to launch, so it's out to the test tank in the yard. Stand by to fire torpedo.
Pair of valves on that side now.
Hold on, let me get right on Mike through Jackson.
This is all looking
right
very exciting
Jackson
over here.
Bring it. Ready? Fire in the hole.
Five.
It's a thumper.
That is the funniest machine I've ever seen.
Now the Rocket Men are go. They secure the tube to their frame and slip in a tray for their beefy batteries.
Alrighty.
The Law Dogs only get 2 minutes of power from their compressed gas. Will it produce enough thrust to get them to the target?
805? Yeah, so let's do a thrust test and see where we are. 4. It keeps pulling it back.
Okay, shut it off.
We got 4 pounds of thrust on that one. Not as high as I'd hoped, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think it's working okay. 4 pounds is still okay. I mean, it's not going to accelerate as much as we want.
Means it's the moment you've been dreading. You have 1 hour remaining.
Oh, plenty of time, plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
The Rocket Men are still hoping to make the final countdown.
Battery number 1, battery number 2, and finally,
Battery number three.
Sweet.
The seal must be perfect. Leaking water will ruin their electrics. Next, Mike lines up the radiator fan that will control the torpedo's depth.
Things have really come together
over
on the Rocket
Man side.
They're
taking off over here.
Yeah, really impressive.
I was going to say it's starting to look like a torpedo, but it doesn't really look like a torpedo, does it? It looks like a chimney on its side.
It looks like a fire log more than anything.
And as for the law dogs,
Don't get me started.
There's a burr under their saddle, you might say. Yeah. They've only got 2 minutes to hit their target. That's all or nothing, because it's only going to take a little bit of a snag on one of the obstacles.
There's going to be a lot of obstacles for them to get around.
Yeah. I mean, makes it good, though. Yeah. Fun, fun, fun.
Fun, fun, fun. Ow, ow, ow.
Your heart races. Your pulse quickens. And if it hasn't, it should, because you've only got 30 minutes to finish your torpedoes.
Okay.
The law dogs are taking their driving tests.
Okay, bow plane, give me steering. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Okay, push it back.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're getting full steering.
Rocketman, put your tools down. Time's up.
Rocketman, your time has been extended. 1 hour.
Over in Mission Control, they're connecting the last cables and welding a weight tray for balance.
Gus, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Rocket Men are actually going to finish in time.
I think they are. They've got it pretty much together. They're ready for their tank test.
Where do you give the edge between the two torpedoes?
If the law dogs are able to take careful aim and drive it right into the target, they'll win. If they have to go circle around and chase it, they'll lose.
At last, it's blast off for the Rocket Men.
Awesome. It floats.
Sweet.
Outstanding.
Rocket Men, it is sink or swim time. You have 5 minutes.
Can you actually connect it and we can see it go?
Not exactly.
Not right now.
It doesn't seem to leak, but there's no time to test anything else.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are they done yet?
Teams, put your tools down. Yeah, it's all over. And give yourselves a hand for a job well done. For tomorrow, you go to war.
Will the Law Dog's nitrogen-fueled sewage pump torpedo have enough puff to last the course?
And will the Rocket Men's electric torpedo, powered by a boat motor and steered by radiator fans, take in water or go out with a bang?
Unfortunately, the Pacific Ocean was already booked. So instead, we've decided to use my own private swimming pool.
The rules are simple. The teams will be patrolling opposite ends of the course, each in their own rowing boat. When battle commences, they'll fire their torpedoes at a target hanging under their opponent's boat. They can take evasive action, but they've only got one oar. The team that scores the most hits will be through to the Junkyard Wars finals.
But follow me for a tour of the course.
The torpedoes will have to navigate through an obstacle course. A reef separates the two teams and they'll have to steer their torpedoes through a small gap in the middle. Slip through here and they still have to avoid some anti-submarine nets. And finally direct their torpedoes to this target under the enemy's boat.
Oh, the other thing. I think it's here.
Before battle can commence, both teams have an hour to tweak their machines. The Rocketmen still haven't tested their electric torpedo and are tensely connecting up a tangle of wires. It's vital that the seal is watertight. Otherwise, their weapon will be going nowhere.
The Law Dogs are refining the hydraulic steering on their gas-powered torpedo, which they've christened Thumper.
Full speed or half speed?
I don't care.
Let's go full.
That's full?
Yes!
Straighten her out. I'm going to hold her steady. So hold her steady.
Okay, we're circling. We're going to bring her back in if we can.
Steering is critical. They've only a few minutes of gas, and if Thumper gets tangled in the obstacles, she may run out of puff before she gets to the target.
Hit the expert! Hit the expert! All right!
Yeah. It works fantastically. Have you had any thoughts about what you're going to be doing
actually on your boat?
That would be up to our captain.
Everybody has a job.
Oh, okay. What's the job?
And we have Dave manning the up and down, Mike steering, Greg's going to be our spotter, and I'm going to feed the hose and control the boat from getting hit.
If anything goes wrong on round one, do you have a secret nozzle up your sleeve or anything?
Yes. Yeah, this. Hope this water's going to be deep
enough. The rocket men are also at the launch pad. Their electrics have never been tested in the water.
Look at that. Oh, yeah!
That thing ain't slow.
Man, that thing hooks.
Woo! So talk me through the high-tech mission control operation.
Well, it's actually just like we've got in Houston, obviously. you have an up and down switch to select which way we want to run that motor, and then a momentary to run it, and the same for left and right.
Yeah, so if I press, I'm not going to...
Press the thruster.
Yeah, press the thruster and feel what the... Oh, it keeps on, it's quite an oomph, isn't it?
It is.
So this is going to be your job to be in control of all of these.
We'll see if I end up driving it the whole time. I've said that I'll drive it the first time, so if I break it, it's my fault.
Admirable captain responsibility. Good luck in the competition.
Thank you.
Now, a final inspection from our judge, Rear Admiral Gus Gustafson.
What are some of your concerns with the Law Dog's Thumper?
Well, Thumper's endurance is a problem. They've got about 3 minutes worth of gas, so when they run out of gas, it's all over. And the second one is if they get hung up on something, they have no way to back off other than just pulling on their tubes, which they don't want to do because they may break it.
Otherwise, though, pretty solid little machine.
Pretty solid little machine.
You wouldn't want to use this torpedo in your submarine, though.
Well, it depends on how big a warhead you put on it.
I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's right.
Okay, Rocket Man, Marine debris. This is all very NASA in here.
That's a very NASA looking NASA. Lots of wires, everything properly labeled, of course, also.
Snip the blue one,
The real issue is whether or not it's going to leak, whether or not they're going to lose electrical connection, and whether or not those fans hold up.
You've been with the Law Dogs the whole time?
Yep.
What do you figure?
If the Law Dogs get in there quick, they'll get them.
So the Law Dogs it is.
The teams take to their rowboats. The rocket men at one end of the pool, the Law Dogs at the other.
Teams, all diplomatic channels have been exhausted. Our only option left is all-out war. Let's go to battle. On the horn, launch your torpedoes.
The Law Dog's Thumper is off to a thunderous start.
But there seems to be a problem in the Rocket Men's waters.
It's not moving.
Marine debris is already living up to its name. It's sunk straight to the bottom, and it's going nowhere.
You got it. Enter it.
The Law Dogs are on their way through.
Oh!
Kathy, that is either a shark or a torpedo coming at you.
You want to try and lift it with the hoe?
Yeah.
Can we lift it up?
The rocket men are desperately trying to revive marine debris. It's too late. Thumper is homing for the kill.
We may have a collision between torpedoes here. They're pinning them against the wall, literally.
Hey, make them miss.
It's frantic evasive action from the rocket men. All Thumper has to do now is turn towards the target underneath the boat.
But no! It looks like Thumper's gone the wrong way!
They missed. They turned too soon.
We're twisted up in that net. I can see that barrier net moving over there.
So, after the first shot, it's Thumper in the net and marine debris sunk and taking on water fast.
Howdy.
It's back to dry dock and out with the duct tape.
Now, what about your electrics in there?
We probably got the back end of the batteries wet, but the electronics all look dry.
Do they?
And the motors were still running, even filled with water, so...
Okay.
We're pretty confident that the machine is still stable, and if we can just solve our seal problem, we're all set.
Yeah.
Are you tightening them now?
While the rocket men try to seal their destiny, the Law Dogs fuel their ambitions with another cylinder of nitrogen.
Teams, it's time for round number two. Let's try and hit something this time, all right?
Push it.
The cops are off first, but this time the NASA boys are definitely not sunk.
Now it's the Law Dog's Thumper who seems to be heading for the bottom.
I can't pull back.
Dave can't control Thumper, but it powers through the first obstacle anyway.
Down and all ahead, fold. Keep turning right.
Down, down. There you go, there you go, there you go.
The Rocket Men are seizing their chances and are first through the reef in the middle of the pool.
Okay, all up, all up, all up, all up.
Rocket Men are flying, they're flying.
Right.
Marine debris is homing into the target. The Law Dogs need to take evasive action.
Keep throwing it right, you're gonna go right under them.
Looks like the Rocket Men. Oh, they missed. Oh! So let's focus our attention over on the Law Dogs.
Law Dogs are trying to get around and under that obstacle.
Kathy, what's going on with the Law Dogs' Thumper?
He, I think, is thumping his last thump at this point. He's snarled up on one of the nets, and I think that nitrogen gas is breathing its last breath.
After the first two shots, neither team has found the target. Teams, this is not powder cake. We're at war. Go to battle at the sound of the horn.
Let her go, buddy.
Let her go.
The Law Dogs are already in trouble. Tom can't turn on the gas. But finally, Thumper's away. Up the other end, the Rocket Men are having no problems. Or are they? Kind of makes you worry about the space station, doesn't it?
Left.
Left?
Well, my left. Whatever.
Just point.
Right.
Just point.
Just point.
Okay, down.
All ahead, full.
Down
go.
And ahead.
Despite the confusion, they're still going through the gap first.
Oh, the Rocket Men are through.
Okay, cut it all up.
Law Dog's Thumper is heading for the gap too.
Uh-oh, very close call here.
Oh, we got our...
Oh, was that a collision there?
And now marine debris is getting tangled in Thumper's hoses.
Turn, good, turn, through.
The Law Dog's Thumper is squeezing through the gap on a mission to seek and destroy.
Go that way! Go that way! Go that way!
That net got Thumper last time. She's giving it a wide berth.
Turn this way!
Turn left.
All she has to do now is turn left onto the target.
The Law Dogs have got the Rocket Men pinned.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, but it looks like they've gone under the boat, though.
That's it.
Okay, they're fouling the line.
Thumper scraped the bottom of the boat, but didn't hit the target. A near miss for the Law Dogs.
At the other end, the hunters have become the hunted. The Rocket Men are lining up for the kill.
I feel like a sitting duck.
Full nudge forward and then do hard left.
Go!
Full ahead. Go.
Hard left. Push a full head.
Hard left.
It's a hit! Yeah.
Teams, are you ready for round number four?
Yeah!
The Law Dogs are off to a good start, but the Rocket Men are quickly on the offensive.
Hard right and down.
But something's wrong.
The Rocket Men are hung up on the island. We now have a problem. Now, this is going to be interesting because both the weapons are going to be in there at the same time.
Yeah.
Here comes Thumper. Looks like she's sniffed out a crafty shortcut.
Oh, they jammed themselves in there.
Go!
Thumper took a rather unorthodox route through the sub-island passage and actually is stuck in the netting, puffing away rather tragically.
So the cops have blown it, and the NASA men are heading their way.
Time for evasive action.
Sir Padlin, Tom. Back.
Go on, defense.
Throw him in!
They've thrown their hose in the water.
They've thrown whatever they can at them.
But nothing can stand in its way. Marine debris means business.
Go! Left!
Law Dogs are in trouble.
They're in trouble!
No! It is a miss.
That's rough.
We're staying alive.
Teams, this is round number five. This is your last chance, Law Dogs.
Yeah.
Try and get another one, Rocket Men. Wait for the horn.
The Law Dogs give it all they've got for their final strike. But marine debris is quicker to the gap.
Do we have another collision here?
I think we're going to miss each other.
The Rocket Men are slipping past for another strike.
Already facing attack, the Law Dogs have got to stay cool and make their aim deadly but true.
Okay, turn to your right. Go, that's it.
They've just got to clear this final obstacle.
Look at Thumper. The Law Dogs.
Thumper is just a mess.
Thumper is dragging the obstacle with it, heading for the target. Single-minded torpedo that it is.
Let's get back to the Rocket Man.
They're moving in. They're moving in. Oh, they're moving in quickly.
They're moving in. They're going in for their shot.
To go
here,
for
it comes,
offense,
here it comes. Here it comes.
Where's it going to be?
Go! No! It is a miss.
Yes! But with still one hit, the Rocket Men are the torpedo titans of Junkyard Wars.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. We fought a good battle.
Congratulations, yeah. Gentlemen. Oh, you're through to the finals.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just very sad.
No, it's not.
No.
We had a great time.
Yeah, then we have to go back to work.
That's all he's sad about it.
But you know what? I think there's definitely a place for Thumper in the Museum of Torpedo History.
Yeah.
Hey! Congratulations, guys.
Good job, man. Good job. That was an outstanding design.
That was a good competition, guys.
This is the best part and kind of the worst part because you have a winner and a loser. You both did a fantastic job. We're really proud of you. I'm going to first give off to the losing team. And, of course, to the winners. Go the spoils.
Thank you, sir.
You are going to the Junkyard Wars final, the Rocket Man.
Coming up on Science Night, we'll follow the rebuilding project at Ground Zero. With the architectural designs approved, there are new techniques and lessons learned from the 9/11 tragedy.